Blog Talk Radio.
Shelly Nunchucks on the Shelly Nunchuck Show with my little furball co-host, Jackie Chan Kitty, and oh boy, oh boy, if anything, you know, if things go wrong, they go wrong all at once. I do apologize, the chat room is not popping up, and I have no idea what's going on, and I can't get a hold of the tech people. I tried posting in the queue pictures, and I can't even write what the show's about tonight until probably after the show. But anyway, welcome to the show. And I don't have any special guests lined up tonight, just a couple of topics. And I do believe I do see someone in the chat room, but there was one thing I wanted to bring up in support of the local film community here in Maine. I will not go into details about something that was really a little sad that happened about one of the film festivals here in Maine. It was actually shut down, but actually, there's a silver lining out of things where there's a new film festival actually starting, and I don't know all the details. I just found out about tonight. It's called Emerge, E-M-E-R-G-E, and I will find out more and give a little bit more of promotion to actually support the local film festival, because when I was looking at it, and I didn't want to talk about, I try to talk about positive things on my show, And I've seen a lot of people let down, but I think people are trying really hard to get this off the ground. I think it might take place in June. I'm not really too sure, once again, about all the details, because a lot of people, they did have a, you know, hard work to get things off the ground and something else, but we shall see. And I think my there's a caller already in queue here, so I'm going to bring them on. So give me one moment, ladies and gentlemen. Hopefully this is going to work. No more problems for tonight. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Caller? I'm not a caller. I'm Bill Freytrain McLean.
Bill, thank you so much for calling in. Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry you had to wait so long. There's something going on. I don't know. Maybe some gremlins in the technology tonight.
That's okay. But guess what? I have all the information you need about that new festival.
Oh, okay. So would you be able to tell me about it? I tried to find out about it and let people know, and I want to give some promotion, you know, as much as I can. And you got all the info. First of all, ladies and gentlemen, I wanted to introduce to a guest who's been on my show and one of my film brothers, Bill Freytrain McLean, who I've worked with quite a few times on set. And we have this wonderful picture that we do together all the time called Sack of Potatoes. And I'm going to actually, as Bill is talking about this special film festival that is going to be coming out, I am going to post some of those pictures right on my Facebook page. So, Bill, take it away and let everyone know about the new film festival.
I will do that. Just as soon as I explain Sack of Potatoes, see, every time we get on a set, Shelley has this need to throw me over her shoulder and carry me around the set. It's crazy.
Okay, Bill. All right. And take it away.
Take it away. Okay, listen, How to Kill a Zombie, as you know, had two nominations in the previous film festival, which was closed down due to terrible, horrible reasons. But we've sprung back, and there are actually now two new festivals in Maine because of this. The first one I'd like to tell you about is called Emerge. It's going to be called the Emerge Film Festival because they want to emerge from the ashes and shine and outproduce the previous one. The new Emerge Film Festival, one of the people that are running it is Sandy Marquis from Marquis Signs in Lewiston, Maine, and she's just one of several people that got together to try and salvage what was going on. That'll take place June 14th, actually, at the Franco Heritage Center in Lewiston. So if you want to get tickets to that festival, they're going to be showing How to Kill a Zombie. They're going to be showing The Hanover House. I should back up a little. How to Kill a Zombie is a straight-up zombie comedy, so it's a zombie. They're going to be showing The Hanover House, which is a straight-up story horror film, really scary film. And they're also going to be showing Richard Cubed, which is a laughable farce of a movie from Mike McClon from Buckfield, Maine, and Boo Dog Productions. Their world premiere will be there. The world premiere for Hanover House and How to Kill a Zombie will be at another event that was born from the ashes of this one. I'll tell you about that in a second. But that's pretty much it. June 14th, the Franco-American Heritage Center in Lewiston, Maine, and it's called Emerge. There is a Facebook page on it. If you go to my Facebook page, which is Bill Freytrain McLean, you can see the links to it, and it'll take you right to the Emerge site and tell you all the times and things like that. So they have three feature films lined up, and they have several short films that they're going to be lined up and playing.
Oh, nice. See, there is a silver lining.
There is. We went from having none to having two, which is great. May I take a minute to tell you about the second one?
Sure. You got all the time in the world.
Okay. So remember, Emerge was June 14th. Now, May 9th and 10th, right here in Saco, Maine, there's going to be the world premiere of The Hanover House and How to Kill a Zombie. It's going to play Friday night and Saturday night. It is a festival. The festival's name is Dead at the Drive-In, and every single film in it is going to have something to do with horror or undead, which is pretty awesome. So they'll have the Hanover House world premiere, they'll have the How to Kill a Zombie world premiere, and there will be several short films all in the same type of genre. So this is not going to be a drive-in for the weak of heart. If you go, make sure you're ready for some good scares and some good laughs, because we're going to have a little bit of everything. But that will be May 9th and 10th. You can buy tickets online from the Saco Drive-In. You can just go right online and punch in Saco Drive-In, and it should take you right to the website. Again, there's a link on my page on that as well. They've got trailers up, so you can see the trailers for the films. And that's going to be the coolest thing about that. Those two world premieres are at a drive-in where you can take your car, you know, tilt the roof back if it's a convertible, roll the windows up and lock the doors if it's not, to hide from the zombies. So,
you know what we could do? You know how I'm demented sometimes, right? We should actually, you know what we should do? We should, like, have people dressed up and hide as zombies as the film's going out and just, like, run, like jump out and scare everyone.
Yeah. Well, I have been told we've been working closely with Corey Norman of Bonfire Films because he's got the Hanover House. We've been working closely with him on this particular drive-in festival, and there will be some crazy surprises during the films and in between. So things like you're saying, Shelley, I'm sure just may accidentally happen.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, oh, my gosh. It sounds like so much fun. And, you know, do you know the prices of the tickets, or are they?
Yes, actually, if you go to the site, if you go to that site from Saco Drive-In and you buy the tickets online now, it's only $20 a car load. So if you can squeeze four or five people into your car, it's $20. So, you know, if you get four people in the car, that's $5 a piece to see, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 movies. And actually meet the actors and things. There's going to be booths there where they're going to be selling T-shirts and signing autographs, and it's going to be quite the festival. Definitely don't want to miss this for $20. And if you go there at the doors, it's only $25 at the gate, so pretty good price.
Wow, that sounds really cool. I don't think I've ever I don't know if I've heard about a film festival at a drive-in, but I didn't even know, like, there were drive-ins really still left.
Exactly. A lot of people don't. Drive-ins are becoming a thing of the past. Well, we still have a couple right here in Maine, and this one has just been converted to digital. So it's going to be quite the experience. Whoever wants to go, you do not want to miss out on this. A couple of world premieres and some serious fun at a drive-in.
Oh, wow. So have you been helping out with the film festivals and stuff? Because I've seen you've been posting on your Facebook page. So are you involved in any of this at all?
I'm just going to be showing the films. I'm helping as much as I can. Corey Norman and Haley Norman, they really have done most of the heavy work. The place, the Saco Drive-In, was nice enough to offer up their venue, which is amazing because you can fit way more people there than you can in the previous venue. So there's a chance for more people to see it. They're doing most of the heavy work, but I'm here. I've offered my help. Like you said, I'm posting every time I get some new news, and I tend to get the news straight from the festivals. They seem to like us. So I'm posting everything that I can to help people figure stuff out, get things going, and make it a good event. So I'm doing the light lifting. I think Corey's doing all the heavy lifting.
Yeah, and it really is, you know, for film festivals, everybody, you know, we all work together and doing it, and people even to explain further, and I try to write the best I can about the thing with independent film festivals is everybody has to pitch in, and it's not like all like big budget films where you get like $100 million.
I mean,
you have to work with what you got in your budget, and usually everybody that's on a crew, the cast and crew, we all work together, and that's why I try to tell people, because when they look at films and they view it, and they say, well, this and this and this, but they don't understand. People have to work with a budget on independent films. And I wish
that's
people
true.
Would
that's
more.
True to an extent. Can I tell you one thing about the previous, the LAFF one that was going to happen? They got canceled and torn apart. That festival last year was voted top 25 coolest film festivals in the world. And this year they had close to 500 films sent into it. They only chose 50 films to show. So the point that I'm making is, even though they're independent films, these are the best of the best films that were sent to this festival. So if you can make it to see these other films in these other two small venues, well, one's bigger, but they're shorter. They're just 2-day, 1-day and 2-day events. If you can make it, you really should, because these films are of the highest quality. We're talking one out of 10 filmmakers made it into the festival. So, you know, that says a lot about the fact that even though they were independent, they're really good films.
Yeah, and I try to tell people that all the time, you know, try to support independent filmmakers, because sometimes a lot of people that work on the film, they're working regular jobs, and then they're going to these films, you know, they have families and stuff that they have to take care of, and then they go and do this. And sometimes, if working with you, Bill, yeah, sometimes we're even out there below zero weather at night.
Yeah.
You know, and it's kind of an experience, especially up here in Maine. Oh, my gosh, it's rough filming in the cold weather. I don't know where else you can do it like that. It's cold up here.
It can be tough. It definitely can be tough.
Yeah, and you get that because you filmed in the snow, and I filmed in the snow, and it's cold.
Well, yeah, so speaking of that, weren't you just on the set of a new indie film that just was put together? It's called Frost. Well, the working title is Frostbite. We'll see what happens. But it's being filmed right up here in Maine in the snow. So we've been on the set. You were on the set with me a couple of nights there, and it was pretty freaking cold outside.
Yeah, and I'm like, you know, trying to be zombie, and you're trying to stay in character, and everybody worked their butt off because we're all sitting there freezing, and I swear, as soon as it says, okay, cut, I ran inside. As soon as, like, I went, boom, because, you know, you're sitting there, I'm, like, trying to pull a Jackie Chan and trying to put my head between my legs and, like, sit on the ground and be in a ball. And they says, all right, let's go, and you throw the coat off, and it's like, oh, got to be warm, and you try your best, and I think everybody did that. You know, they worked really hard. All these zombies on there, they're all crazy. And they were like, you know, going in, I won't get into too much of detail about the, you know, the whole scene. You got to keep it hush-hush. But just seeing all the zombie people, amazing. These people worked hard, and they were just amazing. All the extra zombies and stuff, they put their heart and soul into, you know, playing a zombie. That's all I can say.
They did, yeah.
You know, and I just like, I are you able to talk about your character at all in Frostbite, or is that still not anything you can say about yet?
Yeah, I could tell you a little bit. I play the police chief. So there's nothing bad about telling you that. Yeah, I play the police chief for the town, and the film takes place in Maine, and we're actually filming in Lisbon Falls, Maine, Lisbon, Maine. And I play the police chief. The coolest thing was, on my days on the set, my acting's done in it, but in my days on the set, we were actually filming in the Lisbon Police Department, right inside the building. And it was pretty cool. They gave me a real police chief uniform, the whole nine yards. It was great.
Oh, man. I was like, I couldn't film that day, but I was like, I was so lucky to be able to film. And I think one of our other film brothers was working with you on the set that day, right? In the horror, the Cour de Lisa, did he film with you? I don't know the whole thing, but I saw a new
staff. Yeah, actually, and this might, you might like, Ahura and I are in a scene together, and we square off.
Oh, I'm going to love this. I love you being tortured, because I wanted to be a zombie that was going to jump on you and, like, eat you. I mean, Bill, if I ever work with you, you know, next time I work with you, I want to jump on you. I want to, like, if you're ever doing the zombie film, I just want to, like, just go at you and just go, just, like, attack you.
I got to tell you, Shelley, you're going to have to get in line. Every female I work with wants to jump me. Jump on me.
Hey, not that kind of jump. You know what I mean? I want to talk to you.
Beat the crap out of me. Yeah, you just like
yeah.
beat the crap out of me on film. Do you hear that, people?
Yeah, can't help it.
You hear that, people? Next time I get injured, you're going to know who did it. It was Shelly Nunchucks.
That's yep. right. It has nothing to do with the Nunchucks. We go head to head. You and me, bro. That's it.
You and me.
Can I run you over with a car or something next time?
You never know.
Because seriously, I mean, come on, I want to torture you. You know, it's like, if me and you ever have a fight scene, one of us has got to die really good. I mean, seriously, I think, who was I telling, I was telling, this is just a funny thing, because you know how I am, I'm all crazy and stuff, and I think I was actually telling Alan, who was actually, you know, he was the creator of Frostbite, he wrote it, right? Did he write it?
Correct. Well, Alan came up with the original story, and I believe Seth Roberts and Alan and someone else got together and they fleshed out the script and made it into a feature film.
Oh, okay.
Because I believe it was going to be a short film, and then they turned it into a feature.
Yeah. It's like I was sitting there, you know, talking to them, and I says, you know, you got to kill me off really good. And I want someone to kill me off really good. If I'm going to die, I want to die really good. Like, just picture this, right, because I don't think it's ever been done. Like, I want to have die by explosive butthole or something, because I want to be like dynamite, someone shove it in my mouth, and it just so that zooms, and my butthole explodes or something like that. Or something,
wow.
It's going to be some awesome death. You know what I'm saying? Something that's never been done before, because it's just like, because it's just something I kind of want to do. This would be funny. And these crazy ideas, and I'm like, yeah, kill me off good. You know, I want to die good, a really bloody, gory death. That's what I want to do on film. People think I'm sadistic, but hey, we all know how it's done. It's not real. It's acting.
Yeah.
And most
it's
of the
acting.
Stuff that's, you know, blood and guts, it's all stuff that's edible from what I'm learning, because if you put it in your mouth, it's got to be edible. So
yeah,
it's not
if
like
you,
poison
if you...
or anything.
Yeah, well, there's a couple. There's one that's edible, and then there's one that's not so edible, but, you know, it's not hazardous. So it's there's a couple ways to do that. But, yeah, most of the stuff they use today is edible, which is good, because if you accidentally swallow some. we had a zombie on our set that we put stuff in her mouth, and she went to ask something, and she swallowed it, and she went, by accident, she swallowed it. She goes, can I swallow this stuff? And she swallowed it in order to ask the question. So she actually swallowed it before she asked. She goes, can I swallow this? And we all started laughing, and she's like, oh, God. Because she'd already done. We said, yes.
Oh, God. It's a lot of fun doing stuff, and the makeup just takes so long, but like getting into it, you know, really, really great getting into that and stuff. And I mean, can you tell us any more about the films, like the one that you're How to Kill a Zombie and Frostbite, more about those two? Because you said How to Kill a Zombie is actually going to be playing.
Yeah, sure. How to Kill a Zombie. It's a full-length feature film. It's a comedy. So we named it a Zombity. It has a lot of comedy in it, a lot of action. If you love to laugh, you need to see this film. If you hate zombies, you should still see this film, because it's so funny, you're just going to laugh your way through, and then maybe you'll have a small tolerance for zombies. We designed it to be as much of a family film as it could be with zombies in it. So it's really an effort by us to get everyone involved and laugh and have a really good, hard laugh during the film. And that film is basically about a father and a son who are trying to get along. The father's trying to raise his son into a man. The boy is 17. He's going to be 18 in a month. And he wants to be respected, and his father just won't, you know, he won't give him a man card till he grows up. So the father doesn't know how to raise a son. He only knows how to raise a militant, you know, like a military. He's ex-military. He's a survivalist nut job. And, you know, it's pretty fun. The kid just wants to grow up like a normal kid, and he hasn't had that luxury. And just as they're about to have this big argument, bam, this giant zombie outbreak happens, and they're forced to work together to try and figure out, you know, how to get through.
And I think you're the person who plays your son is actually your son, right?
That's correct. The lead characters are Mac and Jesse. And yeah, the kid that plays Jesse is actually my son, Ben. He came up with the storyline, was showing me that he wanted to write a book, and he asked me how it was. And I said, this is really funny, but this wouldn't make a good book. This would make a great film. And so we sat down and we turned it into script format with his mother, Tiffany. And that way we had three different writers working on it with three different styles of comedy. And boy, they come together, and they're going to knock you out. This is a very funny film. Yes, very proud of my son for stepping up and doing this. And there's photos on Facebook. There's a new screenshot that has not been shown until today. That's a screenshot of Ben. And I got to tell you, boy, he's the next Clint Eastwood. You got to look at this boy. He's good looking.
Ah, yes, and, you know, he's my hero, you know what? Because when we were working on essential realism and we went into the forest, I don't know if you know the story, but I lost my cell phone and I couldn't find it. I'm like, oh, this is great and blah, 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 and I needed to make a phone call. Don't ask me how Ben found my cell phone. I'm like, how did you find it? And I'm like, I was like, I dropped it, and he must say, I don't know what it was. Maybe he has, like, hawk eyes or something. I was like, oh, my hero.
Actually, he doesn't have great eyesight, but he does know what he's looking for. It was getting dark, so he was kind of pressured, but he basically just said, hey, where'd you walk in at? So he just retraced his steps, and bam, there it was. And that was in the middle of the woods, too, yeah. That was out in the middle of the woods, so kudos to Ben.
Yeah, and I'm just like, damn, he found my cell phone. I was like, oh, and it's like, yeah, he's very sweet, but I still want to attack him too on screen, which I sort of did as a zombie. I won't get too much in details, but worked on set with him as another zombie, and I'm like, I don't know what it is. I'm kind of doing a lot of zombies. we got to write something really good to have, like, a good fighting zombies. I don't think it's ever been done, and I swear, Bill, I think, you know what? You know, it's like, I always say, it's like, you know how they have all these zombie films, right? And it never shows a whole bunch of martial artists. And I'm thinking, you know, everything in our world, we know a whole bunch of martial artists, and it's like, why in these worlds of movies? I'd be like, I'd be shacking up with all the martial artists, and we'd be, like, kicking butt and stuff like that, you know, survival of the fittest. So it's like, did all the martial artists die off in the films? Like, do you know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah, we got to do a film, you know. We got to have, like, ninjas fighting zombies. I think that's what we really need.
There you go.
It's never
write
been
yourself
done.
A script, and you got a great idea.
Yeah, and come on, it's Maine. It's never been done before in Maine. So it's kind of like, hey, something new, a new twist on the zombie thing in Maine. Because Maine seems to be known for horror films and zombies, like Stephen King, horror films and zombies. I'm like, imagine having a ninja film coming out of Maine. No one would expect that.
Well, no, you're right. Maine is known for horror films, and that's why our first feature film was a straight-up family comedy, just a straight-up 5-year-old to 95-year-old slapstick comedy. It's called Scooter Magruder, and we wanted to show people. Yeah, you remember that. We won a couple awards with it. We wanted to show people that Maine has more than just horror films. But then my son wanted to do this other one, and I thought, you know what, this is really funny, so let's do a comedy horror, because that, you know, in Maine, that really hasn't been tackled that I know of. I know a lot of horror films in this state, but I haven't seen a whole lot of comedy horror in this state, so it'll be a nice refreshing change for people, give them a chance to laugh and see what a little bit of the dark side is like over there and the scary stuff.
Yeah. And you just got to show some more. So any other thing in the works that you can tell us, or stuff that you've been working on, anything?
No, just been editing and editing and editing. Tiffany has been basically the past 5 weeks between 12 and 16 hours a day editing this footage and scrubbing the sound and cleaning the sound and with some great friends of ours, Ronnie Clement and other people like that, helping us get this on. So getting very close to where we want to have it, and we're looking forward to people checking out the world premiere at both of these venues. At the Emerge, it'll be a second showing, and at the Dead at the Drive-In Festival, it's going to be the world premiere.
Oh, my gosh. It sounds like so much fun. And I'm trying to work on getting the car so I can start going to all these events now. I'm working
Yeah, I almost forgot. In between all this, we're working on Frostbite for some friends that kind of asked me to come in, and so I'm trying to help as best I can that way, and we're actually feeding the crew at this point. So it's keeping us busy. So I believe we have one more day of shooting now, and then they're going to film some more in the summer.
Oh, okay. It's good. Summertime. That's always a good plus, shooting in the summer. And speaking of getting closer to the summer, have you had other word on essential realism? Because I heard that they're trying to I think they wanted to film it, screen it at PortCon in Maine at the end of June. I think they were trying to get back.
I heard something about that, but I don't have a complete solid lead info for you yet. That was essential reason. I actually co-directed that with Alan, but a little bit of producing there with him. We co-directed, co-produced, but I don't have a set thing on that yet. You'd have to talk to Alan about that.
Oh, okay. I'll have to have him on the show and find out about it. Because I already got my ticket for PortCon, because it only holds like 2,000 people, and those things usually sell out. So I was like, I already got my ticket.
Actually, on that note, make sure you people out there, if you want to go, you get the tickets soon, because the drive-in will sell out. It'll be full. And you don't want to miss this two-day event at the drive-in, because they're going to have some amazing stuff going on in there. And then the other one, that was May 9th and 10th, and the other one, June 14th, the Emerge. It's one day only, but it's going to be quite a day. Should be a good time. And that little film festival should take off and become something amazing. It should emerge into something great. See what I did there?
Yeah.
Okay, so I gotta get running, but thank you so much for having me on the show.
Okay, I'm pretty sure you'll be on the show again.
All righty. You have a good night, guys.
All right, you too, bro. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that was really sweet. My phone brother, Bill, I just posted a picture of him carrying me like a sack of taters on my Facebook page. I'm going to have to tag him in later on and stuff. But, it's, like I said, a film festival. There you go. You heard all about it. And it'll start taking off. So this will be the first year for those two film festivals, I guess, especially with Emerge. So, other things, too, I want to bring up once again about a Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame, and I'm going to bring up the website, Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame. Hold on. Because I am a board of advisor on the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame. And bringing up the site, now, for me personally, my peeps are the stunt community. And as you know, what I talk about in the stunt community, the men and women, they put their life on the line for sake of art, of telling stories that come to life in film. And what happens is these men and women literally take their lives, they take it and to the max of these stunts in films. And the thing that I'm actually trying to help raise money for is Falling for the Stars, a nonprofit organization, Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame. And this, I actually have the founder, John Hagner. He was actually on my show one time, and he actually said live on there, he actually invited me to be a board of advisor. So I'm still in shock. This was like, I think, back in October, and I'm still in shock about this. And for me personally, I think, getting to work and starting to step in the shoes of the people that I've watched my whole life. And you guys all know I'm a big Jackie Chan fan and, into much of the action films, and I love ninjas, and I never, ever wanted to, like, be a Barbie. I've always wanted to be a ninja, and just loving action films. And some people may not get it about action films and think they're not great films, but for someone like myself, I love action films very, very much. And once again, with this, I've been trying to help raise money. And where to go, you can check it out, Falling for Stars. Once again, it's a nonprofit organization, and it's called Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame. And this is actually what it's about. I'm going to bring it up, the information on the site. About the museum, hundreds of exhibits of rare artifacts and memorabilia of stars and stunt performers of motion pictures and television, featuring personal items of John Wayne, Jimmy Stewart, Steve McQueen, and stunt legends of the movies, including Yakima Canutt, Cliff Lyons, Dave Sharp, Lonnie Rundell, and hundreds of others. There are over 350 concrete blocks that contain the footprints and handprints, as well as signatures of many of the greats of the cinema, a collection that outranks those that are located in the Mann's Chinese Theater on Hollywood Boulevard. This rare collection has taken its founder, John G. Hagner, more than 65 years to gather and preserve the posterity, featuring parts of costumes, weapons, stunt equipment, photos, and paintings and drawings, hats and caps, boots and shoes, and hundreds of items from the movies and television, plus video, films, and film clips. The Hall of Fame has been in existence since 1973 and became a nonprofit organization in 1984, dedicated to preserving the history of the stunt profession and honoring stunt people the world over. Currently, the Hall of Fame is without a home and needs financial support to enable them to afford a building which to welcome visitors. Anyone interested in participating in this effort may make a tax-deductible donation to the Hollywood Stuntmen's Hall of Fame and mail it to 81 West Kane, K-A-N-E, Creek, C-R-E-E-K, number 12, Moab, M-O-A-B, be like and boy, Utah 84532. And it says, for more information, contact John Hagner, and his email address is johnhagner@gmail.com. And for additional information, go to Facebook and click in Falling the Stars, Artist of the Stars, Stunt Stars and Legends, and you can check it out. So this is another thing I wanted to help promote. Another thing, too, I wanted to bring up, give me one moment, it's actually about the boxer, Irish Joe McCready, the Beast. I'm going to bring this up once again. I have it on my timeline somewhere. Give me one moment. Where is it? It's about third promotion that he's actually, because he's going to be fighting in Vegas. He actually has a fight in Vegas. So I'm just trying to find the promo here. Of Irish Joe McCready, the Beast. And let's see. I'm just posting, finding. I post so much on my Facebook page. I'm trying to find, see. I think this is it right here. Okay, this is, it says here, Irish Joe McCready, but if you want to contact Joe McCready, M-C-C-R-E-E-D-Y, anyone interested in getting their company name or logo printed on the new Team McCready Beast Squad promo shirts that will be worn by Joe, Mickey Ward, and the rest of the team at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. There are more perks in the package. Contact Joe ASAP to get a spot or to find out more details. Several packages available fit your budget. Please contact Joe McCready. So I'm actually putting this up on my Facebook page so you can all check it out. And that I'm reposting. I'm putting that on. So if you miss everything here, you can go and check out my Facebook page and see that too. So this is something that I'm putting up here more on my Facebook page about also the Hollywood Stuntmen's Hall of Fame Building Fund. So I'm putting that up as I speak again. So there we go, about the Hollywood Stuntmen's Hall of Fame. So there we go, putting that up. Anyway, once again, ladies and gentlemen, I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened. I couldn't pop the chat room. I do apologize, and for some reason, technical difficulties, I couldn't post pictures and stuff, but I'll have to try to reset this maybe after off the year. And, you know, I just try to support things, you know, people's dreams and such as best as I can. And now I will be working much more hard to, on a couple things myself. I just believe that if you really have a dream, there's things that you want in life, you really got to take action for it. And you know how they say you have to man up? Well, I tend to think I have to woman up and just take more action in things that I want to do to make things happen. And believe me, myself, you know, the girl that comes from Boston, Massachusetts with the funny accent here up in the North Pole, well, Maine, you know, and pretty soon, I mean, even though it's spring, the warm weather's coming, thank goodness for that, because all the filming and stuff is so much better in the nice warm weather. And, you know, I do support dreams. That's the one thing I do definitely support is people's dreams. And for me, myself, I'll support you. No matter what you want to do in life and you have a dream, believe me, you are as good as anybody else and you go for it no matter what it is. And so I got to keep working hard every day because I'm working on not just getting the six-pack. I think I want to get my eight-pack. Get my eight-pack on, get it going. Yes, siree. So, you know, I've been on that diet. Well, not diet, but it is a way of eating for over 2 months now. And I did lose all that bloating and stuff. It's a lot of things I did cut out. But I'm always hungry, and I'm always eating. I'm eating like a horse. I'm eating all the time. But I guess it's like when you put stuff in your body, and it's certain foods, you will lose the weight. And it's from actually eating. Believe it or not, I'm losing weight from actually eating. Well, anyway, you know, like I said, If you have a dream, you go for it because you're as good as anybody else. And I can't wait. The favorite day of the week is Sunday because it's Ninja Sunday. Woohoo! Well, it's halfway the year. Tomorrow's my Friday. It's all of a hump day. It's Wednesday. So, everyone, thank you so much for tuning in to my listeners. You know, thanks for the love and support over the time here. And, everyone, have a good night.
If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd spread my wings out and take off in the sky. I gotta get this money, that's all I know. I'm blowing out, girl, cause I'm so fly. I know, oh, you don't know no one like me. It might be that I'm so, oh, close to the ground and I'm down here dealing with real life. It make me wanna take you by the hand like, now we taking off, just as quick as your clothes, I'll take you higher. Baby, just so you know, I'm a rider. And if I'm on the road, you know I'm thinking about you till I fly back home. I'm telling you I wanna be the kind of guy that I always wanna be there for you. Go through the stormiest weather just so we can be together.
If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd spread my wings out and take off in the sky.
If you wanna see a star, I could be a Superman in the air, I could rescue you. I could let you hold my hand, I will let you go almost anywhere if you wanna go far. Cloud nine, only for the night, you look good and I wanna make you mine. But about time, I gotta catch a flight, I hate to say it, baby girl, but your time's up. Time's up. I guess you out of luck, girl. I'll be back and we can travel the world. Baby, you ain't gotta worry about a thing. I can put you under my wings.
If I can fly, if I can fly, I spread my wings out and take off in the sky. If I can fly, if I can fly, I soar through these clouds watching planes go by. And as I go by, I'll be looking down on you. You'll be looking up at me. Soon you will see. Watching planes go.